afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Elliot here. I'm pleased and grateful to be back with you again today. I get to speak with you folks fairly regularly, so it's my pleasure, as always, to be with you today on the Power Hour. Especially given the situation today with the coronavirus and the new cases or newly identified cases that we're hearing about, and I imagine we'll hear about more as more tests are done and more test centers are open. It's obvious that the numbers will increase because testing is really just ramping up now. I know in Canada and the United States. I listened to the radio yesterday, and in Florida, it's only those folks over 65 with symptoms, with the flu virus symptoms, that are allowed to be tested so far. I don't know at what point. There's a lot of retirees in Florida, I know, and a lot of folks 65 and over as well. That's the situation here in Florida, and I'm really not sure across the country or in Canada how they'll do this. Apparently the seniors, especially with health ailments or health trouble otherwise just now, are, as it would make sense, the most at risk. I'm really grateful that young people and babies are not at the same risk as the older people, that's for sure. But so it's serious indeed. You know, they've been saying that older folks with respiratory ailments are most at risk. Well, in a minute or two, I'm going to talk about a show that I was on yesterday with a doctor here in Florida, and he had some interesting facts to share about all of that, not only respiratory, but other ailments. So we'll talk about that in a minute. I wanted to mention that New York, Manhattan, has apparently alarming rates, and I don't think we should be alarmingly surprised by that. If you think Manhattan, with all those giant office towers and buildings, there are millions of people that are working there, many, I'm sure, in close quarters, but every one of them has to take the elevator three, four times a day, and I'll bet you it's often full of people, so they have inches spaced between them, not feet. And to my way of thinking, it's understandable that New York is so hard hit. God bless all those folks. And it's also not surprising. Some of the media, I think, has played it as though it's something odd, but that people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are being infected. Well, let's face it, folks, most 70-year-olds don't work any longer. And it's just folks in those age range that would be working in these office towers and office buildings. They're disadvantaged, unfortunately, the fact that they're riding in these enclosed elevators. You could appreciate if airplanes and cruise ships and other forms of transportation have been a problem. Boy, those elevators are, you know, much smaller, much more confined, probably no more ventilation, if not less, than other means of transportation. So we really got to say our prayers for all those folks in New York, and I won't be surprised if those numbers don't continue to go higher and higher. There's apparently, we'll talk about the numbers a little more later as well. As serious as any virus is, I'm concerned as much with the fear and panic that I think some news media continues to promote, you know, sensationalize facts instead of just reporting them as they used to. I was talking to my son yesterday and said, you know, back at the time of the Vietnam War, which was a time some of us sure won't forget, the news was reported by Walter Cronkite and the other experienced newsmen and ladies, and they just gave the facts. It was just different from today, and I think that's part of our problem, and I think that's part of the fear. If you say the worst case scenario about everything, well, before you know it, everyone's going to be more afraid and paranoid, and that's not good for us, obviously, to live And stress is a known risk factor. Anxiety is stress. It's a known risk factor for any age, can cause a great number of things that aren't good for us, and just make us unwell or ill at ease or dis-ease. You notice D-I-S-E-A-S-E is disease when you take the dash out. So the best thing we can do is be in the best health we can and maintain that. Here's the facts that this doctor quoted yesterday with respect to death rates from folks infected, confirmed infected by the coronavirus. Leading the way by a large margin was heart disease at over 13% of those affected with the virus, a death rate. That's by far the highest is heart disease. That didn't shock me, although I'd always heard respiratory is what's been talked about the most. It didn't shock me because I, you know, again, with the strokes, heart drops, and my own experience in life and my experience with so many others, I can imagine that. If you don't have blood flow or full blood flow everywhere, I guess it, you know, you're also not getting the food, medicine, water, oxygen carried as well. So that wasn't too shocking to me, but the number's a little shocking at 13%. It was over 13%. I just can't remember the after the decimal point. Diabetes was high at over 9%. And I've said this many times that I'm personally kind of stressed at the diabetes is more serious, I believe, than what most folks are told. Apparently, a few years ago, 85% of diabetics were not aware that they are at risk of heart attack or stroke at apparently 4 to 5 times the average population, 400 to 500% more likely than the population without diabetes. It's not a small point, obviously. So the diabetes was high at over a 9% death rate so far, and the respiratory lung just over 7%. As I say, I've mostly heard that that's the most at risk. It made sense to me, you know, you have the breathing difficulties, if you already have difficulties. That's the risk group I'm in. I'm 66 and was exposed to asbestos many years ago, a lot of asbestos when we removed the stern ends off of two ships that had T2 tanker sterns. These were the vessels that lit up Europe, cities in Europe during the war. And the steam turbine powered T2 tankers, they were just loaded with asbestos. And I can recall like it was yesterday, the summer of 1983. It was like it was very hot, one of the hottest Julys in Hamilton, Ontario history, in southern Ontario there, about 50 miles from Buffalo and 150 from Detroit. And it was like it was snowing on that job. And we didn't have protection. It was ignorance. We obviously weren't trying to hurt ourselves or expose ourselves, but we did. And it was just like it was snowing in July. So I'm in that risk group, and that's over 7% death rate. Cancers as well were just over 7%. So I found that very interesting, and I hope it helps people put things in perspective. But most importantly, I think the thing that we can take from this is the better health that we're in the first place, and the better health that we can maintain ourselves in with good diet and other things we know are good for us, the less vulnerable we are and will be to corona or other similar, not necessarily similar, other viruses. And there will be more in future. We know that about history, and the experts tell us there'll be the next virus, you know, pneumonia or any flu. Any one of them can kill us, folks, depending on the shape we're in and the severity of the virus or flu or pneumonia that we get. So these are all deadly, you know, Schedule A diseases, really. And the old saying, I remember my grandma always said this, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Obviously, meaning that if we can keep ourselves out of harm's way in the first place, is a lot better off than recovering from something serious. You know, let's face it, to use our number one killer as an example, if you can do what you can to prevent the heart attack, it'll be a heck of a lot easier road for us than after we've had it. And so I think that's the important thing we need to take from this. We do have to be cautious. Basically, we can't, for now, live like we're used to living. We're social creatures. We love to get together, family, friends, new friends, you know, baseball teams. We go to music festivals and so forth. We are social creatures, and I'm sure lots of us are missing more people in our lives right now, but it's just the thing that we have to do in our own best interests. When you see what's happened with Italy, for example, and they're a very social group of people, and they continued socializing from things I've read, and combined with the fact there are apparently some factories owned by China that they're allowed to import workers. So, you know, China was the source of this, and so all of the traffic to and fro, I suppose, you know, was a major factor as well. About a week ago, the San Francisco Bay Area had 1/6 of the cases. I think the state of Washington, up in the northwest corner of the United States, right up by British Columbia, Canada, they have the most, or they have the most cases in America. Now, there's I can tell you, in Canada, in British Columbia, there's a huge Chinese population, and huge. I would say, you know, it's over 500,000 Chinese people live there, and all of the traffic and the airplanes and the goods back and forth and so forth, it's understandable how some of these areas could be worse affected. I believe San Francisco is the same. I think San Francisco has America's biggest Chinatown. You know, it's famous. So once again, the more exposure, the more likely, the higher the numbers, and all the rest. So we do need to be careful. You know, things like wiping counters, if you are in a public place or work in a public place, wiping the counters often, washing our hands often. When I use those wipes at the grocery store to wipe the handle of my hands, I've taken to first just wiping it across my mouth closed and my nose, because it's these orifices that we take in some of these bugs and nasty creatures that make us sick. So we really have to be aware, and it's sure no time for family reunions and business as usual if we want to stop this sooner than later. I really respect the American President Trump for. And I believe, you know, he's obviously a big businessman, and obviously smart in the ways of economics and so forth. And I appreciate his lead of not shutting everything down. He would obviously understand the financial calamity that could happen. It is happening right now, frankly. And our own premier in Ontario, Premier Doug Ford, I was very proud that and pleased. He is also an experienced man, experienced businessman, and so he's doing the best he can to take all the precautions, and social distancing, and has left essential services beyond what most people were expecting, but with all the caution. So we can't live just now the way we're used to, and, you know, that's the biggest thing. Florida had closed its beaches now for a while. The boardwalk here is closed. They just yesterday closed marinas, and the reason was the young people that were getting together, they would anchor their boats in several areas in Fort Lauderdale and Hollover Cut and Boca, Raton, Florida, and they'd anchor their boats all together, raft off each other. There were full boatloads of young people. And this, you know, this isn't the desired activity that's in everybody's best interest. And so the city closed the marinas yesterday. No one can get their boat to go out for a ride or a swim or a fish. But these are the things we have to do. And I guess if we show absolute disregard and lack of common sense, you know, we may be put to more tasks. So far, I see on the internet this morning, just a few minutes ago, it appears there is 446,186 cases and 19,797 deaths. Just a note, that's approximately 4%. And I just also like to point out that it doesn't necessarily mean, in my opinion, this is going like a grass fire. I think there's a lot of folks with it that are being identified as having been infected. And of course, the other thing is and that's why health is so important. Our health is our wealth, folks. There's no question about that. Because we lose more people than that every day with heart attack, stroke, cancer, our major ailments, and just stresses that our overall health is the most important issue, really, in our personal lives. I want to point out that aged garlic extract, has been known for many, many generations to be the single best natural substance to support our immune systems. We can tend to think of it today. I think we all know it's good for us, but we use it so often to make our food taste so good. I know I use it in green salads. I use it on meats. It's probably my favorite spice when I'm cooking. But it does have some great benefits that have been known, as I say, for generations. The product that, in my experience, and I want to point out again, anything I say is just my own experience or my experience from teachings from Jim Strauss. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an herbalist. I'm not a naturopath. I'm a student of Jim Strauss. I'm a fellow that has had experience with natural health and the Strauss heart drops for over 23 years. And so I'm just really telling you my own experiences. I swear I everything I ever say is the truth about this. This is very serious business, your health. I'm so grateful for the return of my health over 20 years ago. I wasn't too good when I was 40, that's for sure, folks. Today at 66, I truly feel great. I just had a long bicycle ride with my wife, and I'm just so grateful, of course. The most profound thing in my life was finding the Strauss heart drops, and the second most profound was my relationship and Jim Strauss's teaching. So otherwise, I'm really just the messenger boy, but I do have a lot of experiences that I love sharing with folks. And so I was in poor shape, all the angina symptoms, well before I was 40. That's leg cramps, night sweats, shortness of breath, chest pains and pinches, I used to call them. The one that I couldn't make an excuse for was those night sweats. I just couldn't find an excuse for the night sweats. I would, in the wintertime, and I'm from Canada, so in the wintertime, I would leave the bedroom window right over the head of my bed, cracked open an inch or two, and I'd soak the bed wet anyway. And so I didn't do any, it's funny, all those years, I didn't do any research. I did go to the MDs, the doctors, Western medicine, a couple of times, especially after I got arrhythmia, a couple of years after the trouble with angina and clogged arteries. I developed an irregular heartbeat that was with me 24/7, and I felt every beat. If any of you folks have experienced that, I know everyone doesn't feel their arrhythmia. My good buddy Joe didn't, and he had the craziest heartbeat I ever felt, craziest pulse. But mine was supraventricular tachycardia, and that, as it turns out, was a one-beat race. But it did drive me crazy, and I did not take the pill that I was offered for that, and I sure didn't entertain a pacemaker. I just didn't, none of that just agreed with me, and I was so lucky, really, to have survived the 6 or 7 years I did. From having some trouble to finding the Strauss heart drops, and I'll be forever grateful for that. And anyone I can tell or encourage to get a bottle of Strauss heart drops, I do. It's just the most rewarding thing for me to be involved in, and I'll never stop doing that. As I say, I had angina, I had irregular heartbeat, I had high blood pressure as well. In those days, high blood pressure was considered, normal rather, was considered 140 over 80. That was normal then. Well, mine was higher than that. Even though I was a younger man, I was into, as I recall, the high 150s and 90s. And anyway, my doctor, who's a wonderful man, he was concerned about that. I'd gotten 40 pounds or so overweight, 50 pounds probably overweight as well. Wasn't doing the right things. I was eating as though I still played football, and that wasn't working out for me. I wasn't exercising. I was working hard, working long hours, but I wasn't doing many right things for myself. A love of sugar and all the types of it, the refined sugar, the refined carbohydrates, chocolate almonds, all that stuff I loved. Anyway, with that high blood pressure, in those days, Strauss Company made many formulas, and I had taken their heart drops with just great results. And a couple of months after that, I'd learned that they had these other products. So I took the CardioCalm for my irregular heartbeat. So did my friend Joe, who moved into my house. He was in very bad shape. It took 3 months, and my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeat, was gone. And for Joe, it took 5 or 5.5 months. He, as I said, he was in much worse health in every respect than me. And the kidney blood pressure formula, which is the formula that I took for my blood pressure, same thing for my friend Joe. 3 months for me. I believe it was a full 5 months for Joe. And our blood pressure was normalized. What I really love, folks, I've continued to take the Strauss heart drops every day for all these 23 years. But these other products have not been available for, I'm not sure how long. Strauss had such great demand with the heart drops. At one point, they reduced to just producing heart drops, and they sell them in several countries in the world. So they brought back these two originals, and these formulas are generations old, the CardioCalm and the kidney. And I was just thrilled when I learned they're coming back and being available to people. And I got, early on, as soon as I could, I got 3 bottles of CardioCalm, 3 bottles of kidney. And I'm about 2 months or 2 bottles, not quite 2 bottles, of each finished along with my heart drops. And not because I needed it. Thank goodness, my heartbeat's still regular. My blood pressure's great. It was taken in the hospital when I had a colonoscopy in January, and I was nervous because I don't like hospitals, and I asked them not to put me to sleep, but they put me to sleep anyway, and I was nervous. I'm nervous around all of that. And my blood pressure just before they knocked me out was 120 over 70. So what I love about these folks is that I took this stuff over 20 years ago, and I have not had, so help me God, an irregular heartbeat event or high blood pressure since. I took these again now because I don't want either one, and they're like a cleanse. The CardioCalm has shown, and in my experience certainly, has shown to regulate an irregular heartbeat, and that's Western medicine's most difficult heart condition, and help rebuild damaged cells that we can have after a heart attack and so forth. The kidney blood pressure kills bacteria in our kidneys. It's basically a cleanse.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hello. Sorry about that, folks. Wayne Elliott here, back after the break. Grateful to be with you again today. We were just talking about the CardioCalm and the kidney blood pressure two products that the Strauss Naturals company reintroduced after generations of proven results and success with them, and I had my own personal success and, of course, witnessed so many others, including my folks, both my folks, so many friends, my sister, ex-football players, you name it, and then all those folks on the radio. And for the years ago when I was the Eastern Canadian distributor, I did many lectures, hundreds of them, and met many people. So these products are made from natural cells like we're made from. Jim Strauss always used to say, two things he was kind of famous for saying is that everything our bodies need is provided by nature. And I believe that with all my heart to be true. And the other thing that he always said to people was, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And to think that man-made chemicals or other things unnatural would fix us is like taking our vehicle to the lumber yard to fix with 2x4s and plywood. You can't do it. You need materials the vehicle's made from, rubber and steel and whatever else. Same thing with our body. And so the beauty of these kidney and cardio treatments is they are treatments. These aren't supplements that you take for years or anything like that. It isn't like vitamins. Now, I'll always take the Strauss Heart Drops. I've said that a zillion times because I want to stay clear of cholesterol and feel the way I do now. But these other products, they are treatments. So you'd expect, depending on your age, condition, let's say how bad your ailment is, in my experience over many years, 3 to 6 months is a treatment. And we're like snowflakes, folks. We're all different. We're all individual. There's no two of us alike, no two giraffes alike, identical, no two pine trees. That's what gives us our strength, is that biodiversity. So there's no saying that, okay, 3 months will do it for you, or you'll need 5 months. You'll know yourselves, certainly just like with the Strauss Heart Drops. You won't need tests or anyone to tell you that you feel better and feel more energy. Now, having said that, I took them as a prevention and as a cleanse. I didn't know if I would see any results taking the cardio or the kidney. Now, I haven't seen any results with the cardio, but keep in mind, I don't have an irregular heartbeat anymore, so I wasn't expecting to feel any. However, the kidney blood pressure formula, after a couple of weeks, my urination, my stream was stronger. It was a single strong stream. It seemed I was going less after a few days, using the washroom less. And so I'm not, I shouldn't have been surprised, pleasantly surprised, but I shouldn't have been surprised, because it's over 20 years since I took this formula before, when I had high blood pressure. And so I really looked at it as a cleanse, and I was so anxious to do them both. I have just about another month, maybe 5 weeks, of both the products to finish the three bottles. And then my intention, just so you know, this isn't any rule or anything, but I'm 66 years old, so I'll probably do it in 2 or 3 years again. When I was younger and cleansed my liver, I think I waited 5 years. I'd never been a drinker, and I didn't have any liver problems, so I did it every 5 years. And but it is a treatment. It's not something that you have to stay on. They're both spearmint flavored, because herbs are generally bitter tasting, so they're spearmint flavored, which has nothing to do with their effectiveness, that's for sure. And the Strauss Heart Drops also come in cinnamon flavor. I'm on my, I think, fifth or sixth bottle of cinnamon after probably 100 or 120 bottles of original in the last 20 odd years. And I think what I'm going to do is start alternating them. I'll take a cinnamon, then an original, not for any particular reason. At first I didn't want to take the cinnamon, because I thought, well, the original, you know. And Peter Strauss assured me that it's just cinnamon flavoring been added, and so I've tried it. I think I prefer the taste of the cinnamon, but there's lots of people that prefer the original flavor. So either way, I think it's just best if you give this to yourself and get these products, just be sure to take them. They won't work on the shelves. You know, you have to take them. And years ago, Health Canada determined that there are no contraindications with chemical pharmaceutical drugs, and nor should there be, because in my humble opinion, these natural herbs, as compared to the chemical drugs, it's like food and drugs. I mean, many of the ingredients in natural products are food, like garlic, like cayenne pepper, one of the great natural medicines, one of the great natural herbal ingredients is cayenne pepper. It's probably in the top five from what I've learned, with garlic, cayenne, a green cabbage, lemons, and I don't know if that's four or five. But anyway, these are top foods that do multiple things for us. Both the garlic and the cayenne are in the Strauss Heart Drops, and yeah, you won't need someone else to tell you that you're doing better or feeling better or getting the results like I just explained I got on the kidney so far. That was after, I really can't say to you honestly exactly, but I'm going to say 3 or 4 weeks of taking the kidney blood pressure. I had had weak urination, slow flow. And I think it's very common amongst us men, at least. I'm not sure about the ladies, but that was nice to get back to I think full function. It feels like it anyway. So grateful for those. I wanted to and I should say the Strauss Company, Strauss, on the internet you can find them in America at StraussNaturals.com, and in Canada, StraussNaturals.ca. So StraussNaturals.com is for more information to order the any of the products. Right here in America, of course, the Power Mall is the place to go. So the PowerMall.com, or the telephone number, which I'll give in a minute. So that's where we get these products. Great people at the Power Mall, great cause. I listened to Joyce Riley's commercial there a few minutes ago, and Joyce was great. She was a big supporter and promoter of the believer in the heart drops. Joyce was a former emergency room nurse and a very capable, intelligent lady. I know we all miss her. So let's get on to back to the things that we can do to help ourselves with this virus. I've taken to washing all our foods very well. I always did wash them, even meat, but I'm just being very careful, even packaged foods. I had a package of figs that I put in my smoothie, and I washed them very well in hot water. Because let's face it, folks, we don't know where all this food comes from. Who picked it, who washed it, handled it, shipped it, delivered it, or loaded it. And, if you're getting food or other deliveries, in my opinion, after you've opened and dealt with the packaging, please wash your hands well. I read some information a couple of days ago on the length of time this virus survives on various materials. I think on paper it was only 2 days, and on metal it was 4 days. But the point is, obviously, we can catch it from touching things. So you'll want to wash your hands and be very conscious of that, including, opening packages and then dealing with the packaging, the recycling or trash, whichever it is. So I think that's very important, just the fact that we're having things delivered to our homes and we're not exposing ourselves to the public. We're still exposed otherwise, or can be, I should say. We're potentially exposed otherwise with the packaging and the goods inside. So just be very careful. We should be wiping down door handles and cleaning toilets, in my opinion, and taking extra care, and our vehicles as well. There's never been any good sense in leaving dust and dirt to build up on our floor mats, and then we put the heat or air conditioning on and we're breathing in that dust. That's not good for us. So just maybe a time for real good housekeeping. My wife and I cleaned through this little house we rent in Florida, and scrubbed everything down, and we're just here with two other family members together, and quite isolated, really. There is literally no one around. But we're conscious of these things, and so take care. And the other thing that this brings up for me, and I think we talked about it on a previous show not so long ago with Daniel, all of these supplies and goods and foods that are coming from China, it's now the world's supermarket, really, or department store, if you will. I really hope that we're beginning to examine the smartness in continuing to do this to the extent we have. Here, especially in the United States, you folks have led the world fighting against communism. It's a way of life that the rest of us have chosen not to have, not to live. We don't see it as being right. The people are downtrodden. They don't get to vote like you and I. So it's not the Chinese people per se. It's that the system of government, communism, and Americans have fought and lost young people's lives fighting North Korea, North Vietnam, the Nazis back in the war, but communism is I think it's proven it doesn't work, and it's sure not good for the citizens. There's still more people in China going to bed hungry every night than there is in Canada and the U.S. put together. So all due respect to those people, and there's some great ones and some smart ones and world leaders and all the rest, but with all due respect to them, they have a different value system than we have in Canada and the United States and in the longer developed world, if you will. And I think that opens us to risk. I remember about, 10 or 15 years ago, there were children's toys coming from China that were painted with lead-based paint. And that we had stopped using it everywhere else in the world. It was banned for obvious reasons, the heavy metal lead. And these toys were arriving from China painted with the lead. So, I just think we have to be real careful. And when you think of how hard America and your dads and your grandpas that fought and protected the rest of us in the world from communism and from the enemies, it's kind of strange that we've built them a big economy and that they're our supermarket and good supplier now. I'm not sure our forefathers would be too happy with that. And let's face it, they wouldn't have all the money that America and Canada and a lot of other countries owe them. I mean, how do you think they got that money doing business with us? Because, the United States is the big market in the world, and you guys are the dog that wags the tail. And so I really think this is something to think about at home. In our group of small companies, we've encouraged staff and incentivized them to consciously try not to buy goods from China. And they'll be more expensive, no doubt. We need to support best my view, and so I'm really inviting people to let's take a look at this and see if we're really acting in our best interest. To my information, the last three viruses, SARS, H1N1, and now Corona, the source was China, and their environment is polluted to an extent that is unacceptable to us. We've made other choices here with your Environmental Protection Agency and ours in Canada and the longer developed world as well, just strict regulations. We're having our business done in China, and they're polluting. Unfortunately, there isn't walls in the air or in the water. They're polluting like you cannot believe. It's a serious problem. It's a serious health problem in China. And again, we're supporting it when we're buying all these goods there. The environmental situation, I mean, it is not, I guess, in the whole country, but they do the world's manufacturing now. I mean, 30 years ago, they made not 1 pound of steel, folks. Not 1 pound of steel did China manufacture. And this year, they will produce 750% more than the United States. The United States was number one. Now China's 7.5 times bigger than the United States in the steel business. And so this was tremendous growth. But in China, for a long time, they started construction of a new coal-burning power plant every week. And of the world's 8,000 coal-burning power plants, the whole world has 8,000. China has 4,500. So, our raw materials are being consumed at a tremendous rate, and our environment, our collective environment, being polluted. There's only one atmosphere. There's no barriers, so we all share it. And the air there, some folks from our company went there a few years ago, and some other people that I know that have traveled there on business. The air in places is yellow. And in the hot, humid weather, my co-workers said the particulate floating around the air was stuck to their skin. This isn't good. One-third of China's rice, their food rice, one-third of it is contaminated with cadmium, the heavy metal cadmium, second most dangerous metal chemical to humans. It's contaminated with cadmium at a rate 20 times more than humans can tolerate. So, heavy metal sickness is a horrible thing. Lead, cadmium, mercury, they're all different, but they're all very serious. And the, as it was explained to me, heavy metal sickness that isn't treated, the person isn't gotten away from the exposure. If you're just living in it, it's kind of like going on chemotherapy for the rest of your life until it kills you. So this is a situation going on there, and I just don't think it's in our best interest. I think personally, I believe this, that we need to turn the clock back, so to speak, and look at what's in our best interest, and Buy America, Buy from North America, Canada and the United States are the two friendliest countries, friendliest neighbors with the longest great relationship in the world, and we're very much the same in many ways, and believe in democracy and freedom and liberty and all the things that make these great places to live and be citizens. I just don't know how this got to this state. And sure, we can't blame our grandmas and grandpas. They wouldn't have done it. I really hope that this gives rise to more awareness of what we're doing and maybe what we're better off to do. It's a process. It sure can't happen overnight. It didn't get like this overnight. We need to be careful in more ways than one. Many of the warnings today coming from experts, they warn that the financial crisis and the carnage and the fallout to all the workforce and to companies and, of course, governments, taxes, everything, the fallout to the world economy is considerable. I think at this point already, if you added everything up with all the folks laid off and the places shut down and the less airplane flights and all the rest of it, I would imagine that this already dwarfs, and the stock market, of course, this dwarfs the cost of the Vietnam conflict for the United States. And that's pretty considerable. So this is, you know, this must be, we must be mindful of this and do everything we can to protect ourselves without going over Niagara Falls together, so to speak. And as I said earlier, I'm very grateful. The American President Trump is certainly aware of this, and as is our Premier in Ontario, Premier Ford. So let's just keep our wits about us, folks, and realize that for the time being and until further notice, I guess, we life has changed, and we've got to act accordingly and keep us and our loved ones away from risk and keep away from putting others at risk ourselves. So it's I don't think it's rocket science, and we're all aware of it now and smarter. So I, you know, I'm saying my prayers this will be over with a lot sooner than later. The Powermall, again, it's great to be with you all. Daniel and Catherine and the gang, they sell some of the very best products, all high quality, and they do good things. So always, I know your support is appreciated very much. Again, be aware of yourselves and you know, consider some products and some behaviors that will improve and keep you in good health. There's no time like the present, as they say. It's better to start the race with the start line with everyone else as opposed to starting from behind. So that the big message I wanted to convey today, and that yes, this is very serious, but what's most serious is that we survive and that we are healthy enough to survive this and the next one and the next flu and whatever comes along. The best thing we can do is be in the best shape we can be in. In my experience, Strauss Heart Drops has, after it really saved my life. I was in trouble a long time ago, and so I'll never quit taking them. They're just a great product to ensure full blood flow. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. If you're clogged up like I was, you're not going to be unclogged in a few weeks or anything like that. But the beauty is as you are and as your blood flow increases, the invigorating energy is impossible to miss. You will know it. And by the same token, I thought I was Superman after 3 months. And after that, Jim Strauss came to say, and I say to people that, hey, for those first 4 or 5 months, we got to make sure you have enough blood flow. Jim fixed the runner, died jogging. So, you know, you can't diet or exercise your way to clear arteries. It's impossible. And until you have enough increased blood flow, you know, don't do anything too much more strenuous than you did before you started the heart drops. But Jim would always say after 4 or 5 months, you can go and chase rabbits. And from my personal experience, that's certainly been the case. I'm just grateful. I have so much energy at this age and feel so good. And I want that for everybody else. So I hope you folks give it to yourself. PowerMall.com, thepowermall.com. More information from Strauss. Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, naturals.com. You can get all the information you need or speak to someone for more information. So I appreciate being on today. Thank you very much for having me. And I look forward to our next time together where Daniel will be here as well and do his great job. So God bless everyone and stay healthy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.